Com.
Well, first of all, I'm not Irish. But the best thing about Ireland is Irish spirit. Yeah, they're all fun people. If you're not funny, they don't like you. But if you're funny, they give you everything. Well, they say it takes 7 years for every cell in your body to regenerate. So, yeah, I'm 100% Irish now.
All right, you got to like his attitude. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney broadcasting live from Dublin, Ireland. Did you notice how the man that I spoke with at the farmer's market said, if you're funny, they like you in Ireland? And in the beginning, he said he wasn't Irish, and at the end, he said, I am Irish. So he obviously thought he was funny. Very excited to be here. Thanks to the Tourism Board of Ireland and my good pals, Victoria Jones, got me over here across the pond finally. So I'll tell you, it's an incredible place to see, filled with history. The Gathering Ireland 2013, you have a chance to make plans and come over and see some of what I've seen, including Belfast. There's some wonderful things in Belfast to see, and certainly in Dublin, as I said, this is where we're broadcasting from. Over 4 million people live in this city. We were all observing that it seemed like a thriving young city, but filled with that, again, that history and that sense of the past and where they're moving to in the future. Specifically where I'm broadcasting from, I'm at the Hotel Clontarf, and it's the Clontarf Castle. If you go back in history, there was a huge battle that was actually fought here. In fact, that dates back to, there's some dispute on the day, but it goes back to 2014, or 1014 is what I'm told. And at Clontarf, what happened was the Vikings, hoping for a big win, ended up with a loss. But the High King, Brian Boru, who was probably basking in the glory of winning the battle, it was then what would be called grounds or a castle. He was in his tent, and he was killed in his tent. You can actually see one of the old walls that's in the middle of the hotel, and a lot of people take pictures in here. And you can tell in this area, in this part of Dublin, it's a thriving place without a doubt. In modern times, lots and lots and lots of weddings I noticed over the weekend. So living in modern times, but yet walking around in a history book. We have a lot to get to this hour, including a conversation about the Titanic with Jamie Wilson, I think that you're going to love. The Titanic now is such a central part of Belfast. But before, as somebody told me in my conversation yesterday in going to Belfast, the Titanic was a place where you had some flowers and a plaque, pretty much. That was it. And this is where the Titanic was built. Now they're really embracing the fact, yep, this is where the Titanic was built. We built her. We didn't sink her, but we built her, by golly, and we worked round the clock. And you can actually see and experience that in the shipyards, and it is very cool. As somebody who grew up near the water, I get just an overwhelming feeling. I get a full heart, I guess, when I'm near the water. And seeing those shipyards reminded me so much of watching the big boats come in Cape May, New Jersey. But even better, thinking in my mind, this is where they worked on this tirelessly. And there's photographs inside the Titanic experience that would just blow you away, because they're the last photographs of the Titanic that were taken by a guy named Father Brown, who was asked to stay on, and a billionaire wanted to pay for his passage and wanted to pay him to photograph what was happening on the ship. But his uncle wrote to him and said, do not stay on the ship, get off the ship. So once he had taken all the photographs and taken a little sail with them, he got off the boat and he had photographs of what it was like, the ship leaving, or he would have been on that ship too, and who knows if he would have survived it or or not. Current modern times in Ireland, and here we are, I'm giving you some factoids at the top of this. We'll dive into some other things along the way. In the United States, everybody's focused on what's happening in our election and obviously the upcoming debate, but in this country, they do pay attention to politics. They pay attention to politics of the United States, being a friend of the United States, with their culture and their own struggles politically. They find it interesting how our legislature is so beat up, they call it, beat up because of the approval ratings. I had a couple of people actually ask me that, hey, you don't have a very popular legislature. And some said I can relate to that with their own parliament. But others said, is that surprising to you or not? So people are definitely willing to talk about it. And they want to talk about the monetary situation. The headlines in their paper in the Irish Times, one of the headlines read, European solution to euro crisis is wrong. And they're obviously on the EU. They use euros. In Northern Ireland and Belfast, they use the pound. And the pound is about 50 cents to a dollar. The euro is about 60 for every dollar, about 60 cents it would be worth, in other words. So how about that? And I was looking at the business section, and they say Dublin property prices up 1.6%. So how about that? So they're struggling with similar things and concerned, obviously, about what's happening and what's happening with their future, too, and what's happening with industries. But one of the industries, to give you an example right off the bat here that certainly is thriving, is dairy. If you wanted to take an example of that, they have thousands of farms, but Bailey's Irish Cream, and to be able to pump out the kind of cream that they do all over the world, not just exporting it to America, they have 1,500 farms specifically earmarked for Bailey's. So how about that? 1,500. I don't know why, but I was very, very surprised by that, but it makes sense because of how much goes out. They obviously are going to have to be able to produce it and get it out to the masses, and they do that. Another thing that the Irish people are very proud of is their sports history, and the current darling is Rory McIlroy. And the reason is because this kid's on fire at 23 years old. At the Ryder Cup, the U.S. goes down in flames after having a 10-6 lead. For those of you who don't know the Ryder Cup, it's when the U.S. takes on the Europeans, and they do that for every 2 years. It was in Chicago. As I said, we had the lead going into Sunday, the Americans, 10-6. The Europeans come back, they win it 14.5 to 13.5. Do you believe it? And Rory McIlroy was part of the story. He's part of the reason why, and he's from Northern Ireland, a place called Hollywood. It's pretty interesting, Hollywood, Northern Ireland. So because of Rory and because of the interest in the European team, the Europeans come back and win. And that's one of the big storylines. The other storyline, sports-wise, and this happened just down the street from the hotel where we are staying that I just talked about, is the fact that you had the All-Irish Finals, their big championship, and Kilkenny beat Galway after they'd come to a draw 3-22 and 3-11. 86,000 filled their stadium, and probably 1.5 million more, maybe even more than that, were watching on the telly in Ireland. We come back, more on the Irish culture and why you should come over and check it out. It is awesome. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,824.68, $9,1234 for a half ounce, or $456.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,824.68, $9,1234, and $456.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Welcome to Dublin, Ireland. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, of course, in a, just a wonderful, magical, mythical place. I don't think any of the words that I use, even when I'm really on my game, could describe this country to you. It's just an amazing place. And I'll tell you, I think it's affordable. And I hope a lot of people get the chance to come to Ireland. I've been mentioning the fact that they're doing a special thing, really emphasizing people with Irish roots or people who pretend they have Irish roots to come back and come to Ireland in 2013. Victoria Jones, who I feel so fortunate to know, who organized this whole thing and tirelessly worked to make this happen, is here with me right now at the Hotel Clontarf, and she's sitting across from me. She looks wide awake. She looks like she could run a marathon, perhaps do some hurling, like I just mentioned, Kilkenny one.
Yeah,
you and I can hurl. You can hurl, exactly. You know, it's funny, but I'll mention this because we were talking about this yesterday, and you and I don't know, you know, from hurling. We just heard about it. But it really, the people are really passionate about it here in Kilkenny, as we were told, was the favorite, and Galway was the underdog. So the favorite ended up winning. When you and I were in Belfast, when we came back into Dublin, we saw the people with their shirts, just like in the United States when they're rabid about football, walking to the car. We couldn't tell.
I mean, you couldn't tell from the faces. People looked exhausted, but you really couldn't tell who had won. And it was very exciting. I mean, if you have 1.5 million getting on 2 million people who watch, I mean, this is a country of 5 million people. That gives you a sense of how huge this game was. This was the final.
Right.
This is the champion of Ireland.
Right. And now they're the champion.
The champion.
Yeah.
We are the town. It's huge.
It is. It is. And it did feel like that to me. I don't know why. Just because it was Sunday and it felt like I was, oh, yeah, this is just like in the United States because the stadiums in the U.S. are that big.
Oh, this is an enormous stadium. I mean, yeah. 86,000.
It's a lot.
It's huge. It's a huge, huge stadium. This was an enormous game. I mean, to give you a sense, you were talking about how mythical this country is. We were driving up from Dublin to Belfast yesterday morning, and it was early for us because we were pretty bloody jet lagged. And we got to one point, and I suddenly turned to Ronan, our driver, as we were driving in his beautiful Mercedes van going up, and I said, "That's a really fascinating hill. This is really there's something beautiful and spectacular, and I have a feeling where we are. What is this feeling I have?" He said, "This was the inspiration for the Narnia books from C.S. Lewis. You're in Narnia."
I know, isn't that crazy? And it's the landscape, and you noticed it. Yeah,
it's in Narnia.
Yeah,
the Narnia books. I was a very unhappy little girl at boarding school. I went to boarding school when I was 10, which no child should do. And the Narnia books got me through. Aslan was my guide.
Wow.
And so to be, I'm going to tear up now, so to be in Narnia was very meaningful.
Right.
It was amazing.
And the fact that you sensed that and knew that.
That's
Ireland, though. I think that is Ireland. It's, it's kind of touches your heart somehow.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Wales, which is where I'm from, you know, where you have these hills and the valleys. But I think that's the Celtic influence.
Yeah.
It's the Celtic influence.
And, you know, I'm kind of popping along here, and I know you're all listening, and I hope you're really enjoying this because you're getting... You know that I like to tell stories, and many of you that call me like to tell stories, and that's the other part about this. Because of the culture, the new culture and the old culture, the history, people are really about stories here, about history, about families. That's why tracing the family thing is so big, I think, for Americans, because you hear these stories of the influences and whatnot, and that's what we've heard along the way from so many people, things that they remember. Even we'll talk about Bram Stoker, for example.
C.S. Lewis, by the way, C.S. Lewis, who was born in Belfast, which I did not know.
Right.
And Bram Stoker, who was born down the street
from where we are,
number
Dublin.
15, the Crescent,
which is up for sale, by the way. If anybody out there wants to buy it,
and I am going on a trek. Now you're going on a trek this afternoon to look for your roots. I'm going on a trek with a recording device this afternoon, if I don't fall asleep from exhaustion, with a recording device to number 15, the Crescent, because I was told that there's an old lady who lives somewhere in the Crescent who knows all about Bram Stoker. So I'm going up and down the Crescent, knocking on doors until somebody hits me on the head with a frying pan to try and find the old lady to get an interview.
And she knows, supposedly this woman knows all these stories about Bram Stoker,
imagine. And who knows how. She may be related or whatever, but I hope to get an interview with the Bram Stoker lady.
And I'm sure this is a smart audience. You realize that he is the man behind Dracula. And we found out some interesting things along the storytelling lines that I think some of you would find fascinating. And by the way, if you have any questions about Ireland, of course, because we're full-on authorities now.
We know everything.
Yeah. I could be a tour guide here, I think. Just take my black and white notebook along with me. I've been filling it up with some cool things. Call us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I want to hear if anyone also has been to Ireland. I want to hear what your experience was like. But his book was number 2 at Trinity College, where they have the old library, and I've talked about that, the Book of Kells and whatnot. When Dracula, the original Dracula book, was on display, I mean, it's supposedly the number 2 book in the world that people want to see, that they wanted to, I mean, something about the whole Dracula thing is
huge.
But
he's so sexy.
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's something about it. We found out about the graveyards and what they did with graveyards, and criminals in Ireland, they put a stake through, centuries ago, they put a stake through their hearts.
Not that long ago. I mean, less than a century ago. They were putting stakes through their hearts.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, to stop them getting into heaven.
Right. They wanted to stop them. Think of the Catholicism. or even the Protestants as well, they put the stake through because exactly what you said, they wanted to stop them from getting to heaven.
So they were doing this. This is what they were doing. They were doing this to Jewish suicides and Catholic criminals, putting them in the same cemetery. So that was nice.
Yeah, exactly. So think of that. I wonder how that would go over in the United States. That's not a part of our history that I know of, but there's something about that.
Religion is a big deal.
Yes, religion is a big deal. And also think of the Dracula books. You wonder the influence, the stake through the heart, the whole thing with the vampires.
Because they say over here that that's where Bram Stoker got the influence for the stake through the heart. Now, I haven't done my research to double check because I've got a great interest in Transylvania. Always wanted to go on a package tour, and if I'm able to, I would love to set up us to do broadcasts from Transylvania.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't that be amazing? I don't know whether it's doable, because you can do tours.
Yeah.
You can do Dracula tours.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that was part of the vampire experience of how they got rid of them. I know they had garlic. I know they had all these other things of getting rid of them.
Right.
But I don't know if they did the...
The stake.
I don't know.
It's funny that you have the Dracula thing, because I have that too. Growing up, that was my favorite, from Dark Shadows on. And I would just scare my little brother to death because I knew everything I could learn about vampires. And I read Anne Rice's books, of course. And moving forward, there's a series called True Blood that's very popular.
Yeah, love.
Charlene Harris's books.
Who do you prefer, Bill or Eric?
Eric. The evil vampire, but the cute one with the blonde hair.
Bill's eviler right now.
That's true. So I have that thing, too, about vampires. Halloween's coming up, and that would always be my thing about Dracula and dressing up like Dracula.
Grimm?
I do watch Grimm,
too,
as well.
Yeah.
The shape-shifting thing and all of that, I think, is fascinating. And I know that some of you are listening there. You wish that there were things that could shape-shift in your life. So that's when you change from one thing to another.
But you see, all of this, what I notice about Ireland is it isn't a creepy country, but it all feels very close. And part of it is this, I noticed this yesterday, the weather changes very frequently, and there's this sense of light and shadows with the sun and the sky, and you often get this cloud formation, and you'll get this sudden scattering of rain, then it will disappear, the sun will come out, and you've got these low mountains, these hills to either side of you, and you'll get these dark shadows on the mountains, and then they'll lift, and you get a little bit of mist on these mountains, and I always have this sense of very close myth, combined with modernism. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and how you feel. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's something to it. Can you stick around for a few more minutes? All right. She's on a roll, folks. Victoria Jones, Kate Delaney here, broadcasting from Dublin, Ireland.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Everybody back live from Dublin, Ireland. Kate Delaney hanging out with Victoria Jones. Yes?
Trivia.
Yeah?
Not only did I have a poster of him on my wall, but he was known as Nalob the Wizard in England.
Nalob the Wizard?
It's Bolin backwards.
Wow, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, Mark Bolan Nalob, the wizard.
I like that. Yeah. See, this is why we invite her on the show. This is why she comes on the show at least once or twice a week to talk to us about Washington.
You know, he was killed in a car crash.
I know, terrible.
But he didn't drive. He wasn't driving. He was being driven. That was one of the tragedies.
Yeah, that he wasn't on his own.
Yeah. He was being driven, and so, yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
We're talking about all things Irish, and I mentioned this several times, that the Irish tourism...
Irish drummer, Mickey Finn.
Mickey Finn. I didn't even think of Mickey Finn.
Yes.
I was thinking of somebody else. Mickey Dolenz, is he? No, he's American.
Monkey.
He's a monkey, but yeah. Davy
Jones,
he's English.
Welsh? Davy Jones, yeah.
Do you know
Celtic?
If you know anyone famous who's Irish, please send us a list.
You too. You too. There you go.
Everybody knows you, too. Yeah. Who doesn't know that they're Irish? How about the Chieftains? They're Irish.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Chieftains are Irish, right?
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of bands that that we're going to come up with. We're going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to go through a list of bands. I'm going to go through a list of Irish bands and famous Irish people. Because I'm going to have a little contest for the people back in America about Ireland.
George Clooney.
Yeah, well, Clooney. He's got Italian roots, too.
Yeah, but that name, I was looking in the graveyard that we were at yesterday, and I saw Cooney, and I was thinking, that's so close to Clooney, and it reminded me of him, and I was thinking...
Okay, there's the boot, and then there's the island. So I'm confused. Never shall the two be confused, right? Okay, so the Irish are known for their gift of gab and for toast and one-liners and jokes and all that kind of stuff. So here's one that I used to hear all the time when I was little. May your glass be ever full. May the roof over your head be always strong. And may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
Ooh,
yeah, when I was a little girl, I remember that toast. Yeah,
that's
pretty
a good one.
Yeah, they've got great toast. All right, so the Gathering 2013, as I keep saying, you could really be a part of it because you have time to plan. And it doesn't matter if you're Irish-born, like you can hear that Irish accent from Victoria, or you're of Irish ancestry, or Irish in spirit. So she'd be Irish in spirit. You definitely want to join in. It's a year-long celebration of Ireland, of course, its people, and everything that we're talking about here, everything Irish. 2013 is all about celebrating music. We're mentioning some music, folks. Culture, festivals. They have lots of festivals of fun and lots more. You know, speaking of festivals, Arthur's Day happened right before we got here, and I was kind of explaining that. That's that whole Guinness connection, and people were talking to you about Arthur's Day. How big is that?
Huge. It's only been going a very few years, less than 5 years, but it's really an opportunity for everybody to use an expression from this side of the pond, to go out on the piss. which is not a vulgar expression,
right? It means go out and have some drinks.
Quite a few.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite a few, and it's purely a commercial holiday,
right?
Some brilliant PR person was sitting at their desk one day and said, 250 years, let's do it.
Yeah.
Arthur Guinness.
Yeah. And Arthur Guinness, I mentioned this for people who might not have heard earlier, but I mentioned this. What a brilliant thing that he did when the whole Guinness idea started when he was brewing and all that stuff. He got a contract for 9,000 years, the lease of the land of the area. Is that unbelievable? I said it's the best deal ever, contracts. Like my brother's a lawyer, he says, you know, the problem with contracts is usually they're one way. Oh, he's definitely one way in his favor, 9,000 years.
How could you do that?
I don't know. 9,000 years. Isn't that crazy? In Hawaii, they only let you have land for 99 years. 9,000.
9,000
years. Just to give you a comparison, that's crazy. All right, I want to make sure I mention this. You know, we're talking about all these great things, and you can find out a lot of this information if you go to discoverireland.com/thegathering. You know, speaking of marketing ideas, I think that's a great idea. Because people want to come to Ireland, actually. I mean, this is, we're seeing that tourism is very big in Ireland and getting bigger, because now you have Belfast that's opened up, and I talked about that a lot. It's fascinating to see the big transformation of Belfast. It's exciting that the city has changed.
Yeah, the old and the new. And also, of course, 2013 is 50 years since JFK visited Ireland.
That's right, and he spent time, it was in Dublin.
Yeah, he was in the south, yeah.
Yeah, so can you imagine what his visit was like?
Oh.
And the Queen was here, last year?
Yeah, she was here this year.
Oh, this year was, that's right. When she came over, there was so much talk about her, they were worried. They were worried, ooh, well, let's hope nothing happens, that they cleared the streets completely.
I know.
And it was fine. She was fine.
And then she did meet people. She met and mingled, and she wore Irish colors when she visited.
The blue and the green.
Blue and green, mm-hmm. And she spoke Gaelic.
Is that great that she spoke Gaelic? I don't know. Do you know any Gaelic?
No.
Erin Go Bragh.
Yeah, Erin Go Bragh. I speak a little Welsh, but that's about it.
You do?
Not very much. I used to speak a little bit more when I was a child, but I just know a couple of words now.
Do you know any words you can say on the air? Are they all bad?
No, they're not words. I can say Gwelibach.
What's Gwelibach?
Little bed. They used to send me to my Gwelibach when I was
go
a little
to your
girl.
Gwelibach.
And I can say Rigoch.
Rigoch.
That's a red dragon.
Oh, I like that. Here comes the red dragon.
That's our animal. You know, the red dragon is the Welsh.
You know, you have red hair.
Yes, yes. Because we all have different types of dragons, of course, because, you know, you have dragons.
Right.
There are dragons here, too.
Right. Hey, speaking of dragons, the Game of Thrones, they filmed that in Belfast. Right there, right where the Titanic is. They've got a big studio there.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do. I've watched
the whole
thing.
Seen the YouTube video of these young lads who put together a vulgar song to the theme of, I'll show you after the show. It's very, very funny because there's no music, there's no words to the Game of Thrones music.
Right.
So they put together this song, which is Game of Bleeping Thrones.
Oh, that's funny.
And once you've watched it, it's on your brain for about 3 days.
Right.
And it's terribly funny.
And of course,
they've got the entire opening sequence with just them singing it. And it is hysterically funny.
Ooh. All right, we're going to have to watch for that. I'm sure everyone right now listening is running to their computers to see if they can find it. But it, how interesting they filmed it here in Belfast. I had no idea.
I figured
England. I didn't know. But, you know, that's another thing. They've got music studios, and now they're getting more films. Yeah. And corporations are coming to Belfast, too. Different corporations. I know Michael Dell's got some stuff here, and LinkedIn and Facebook and
high tech.
And speaking of high tech, another thing, folks out there that we learn, you know, we talk about that green energy in some ways is a joke because it's not fast enough. But here they really have some things working with the water. They're doing all that tidal stuff,
yeah,
you know, with the tides. So they're seeing that there's energy that they can harness from the water. And that, of course, that makes sense. It's an island. And if they can do that and teach other people that, that's a very useful resource.
Yeah.
But using something right there, that they can go to. So, I mean, how terrific is that?
Fantastic.
You know, and there are a lot of other things. I mentioned this already about the farms, thousands of farms. And I said the great example for people listening is the fact that you have Bailey's Irish Cream. They have 1,500 farms because of how much cream that
they
have to produce.
That's incredible.
I don't know why I never, it makes sense. You would have to have a lot of availability of cream for the amount that you have to put out there.
Don't think of it, though. And we got a great education yesterday because Doug Steffen's on this trip with us, Doug Steffen's Good Day, mm-hmm. but who is also a dairy farmer and who was pointing out to us, oh, that's a such and such cow. No, that's a such and such cow. That's a such and such. He knows all the cows.
Right.
He knows every breed of cow.
Yeah, and who knew?
Who knew?
Exactly. Yes, and then that's kind of what you fall on when you come to Ireland. There's things that you just learn that you can't believe. Like even the hotel, and we've mentioned this a couple times, the fact that the battle that was fought here, and then the High King, I love that name, Brian Boru. I just have a picture in my mind. I know they're laughing. We have some Irish folks that just came in. But in my head, I just have this picture of Brian Boru, and I don't want to spoil it because I haven't seen a photograph of him or a likeness
of
him.
Well, there are photographs of him.
I know. I don't want to see it
because
I have my image, right? But the fact that they win, they beat the bloody Vikings, and then he's in the tent and gets killed that way. I mean, how crazy. But lots of cool history here, without a doubt. What's your favorite thing so far that you've seen?
Favorite thing so far that I've seen? I think Narnia.
Yeah, because of the connection.
Yeah, Narnia was very cool. But Titanic Belfast, the extraordinary building, the prows of the ships that they've made the shape of that building. Your listeners have to go
and
to
see
the
it.
Website
yeah.
and see the shape of that building.
That's what's so
it's
cool.
It's an extraordinary piece of architecture.
I agree. And we're going to hear from Jamie Wilson some more specifics about the Titanic.
Yeah, that's
coming
amazing.
Up about, you know, how many visitors they've had, what went into building it, what he hopes to hear in the future. And typical of an Irishman, he said he wants to hear even more stories. He thinks that, okay, so you just opened this. How do you even, what do you do? Because you're always looking for something new when you run any kind of a visitor's experience or a museum or whatever. And he said more stories about the people and the people who survived and whatnot. All right, Victoria Jones, a delight always to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. She added certainly something to this show, as she always does. Hang with with us. We are live from Dublin, Ireland.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I've seen a lot of sights and traveled many miles, shook 1,000 hands and seen my share of smiles. I've caused some great concern and told one too many lies, and now I see the world through these sad eyes. So I went to a party and all my friends are there, acquaintances, relatives, the girls who never care.
We're here with Jamie Wilson. And Jamie, what's your title again?
Visitor Experience Manager.
You're just a jack of all trades is what you are, right?
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to talk to you about the Titanic, obviously, and what we're seeing here. I'm seeing that there's lots of visitors from all over the place crawling up and down your gallery. So, number one, this has only been open, what, 4 or 5 months. You have to be thrilled about that.
Absolutely ecstatic. We're beyond delighted about how many visitors that we've welcomed. Over 500,000 since we opened at the end of March of this year. So just over 6 months, 500,000 visitors, 65% of which are outside of Northern Ireland, 5% of which over 20,000 visitors from the United States. How exciting is that? We'll come to Titanic Belfast to learn all about Belfast and where Titanic came from. Titanic was born in Belfast, you know, over 100 years ago, and people are finally coming and experiencing that.
I mean, those are huge numbers. Is that what you were expecting when you opened these doors?
Our target for the first year, believe it or not, was 427,000. So we've already beaten that target. within the first 6 months, incredible.
When in learning everything that you had to learn, I can imagine you had to immerse yourself in what you were offering here at the Titanic. And I know this is a hard question, but of everything, all these galleries for you, what is the most exciting part about this?
My favorite part of the exhibition is Boomtown, Belfast, the story of the men and women who built Titanic over 100 years, who came to work for 3 years and worked 12-hour days in the shipyards for the hat and their birds, and, you know, climbed the gantry with the wind and the rain to build Titanic. And then after she left, how devastating must that have been for them to hear the news the morning after she sank? You know, that's the favorite story for me, is the people who built her and what life must have been like for them.
And when people come here, they'll see, all kinds of things about the Titanic itself. And they'll also get a chance when you go out behind the main entrance to see where the ship left. Explain that, what kind of view we're looking at.
That's right. To the north of our building, we've got the original slipways where Titanic and Olympic were built. Titanic was built just after Olympic. The two ships sat side by side on the slipways just to the north of the building. So you can look down the slipways and see the twin slipways and the posts that signify the Arrow gantry, the scaffolding under which Titanic and Olympic were built. And to think of the size of the ships back in the 1900s would have dwarfed the Belfast skyline. You would have been able to see them from everywhere. So just to have that piece of authenticity, the actual ground where the keels were laid, is unbelievable. It's incredible.
You just said the magic word, authenticity. What are the future plans? What would you love to have eventually be part of this? I'm going to call it a museum of the Titanic. What would you eventually like to see here?
Oh, that's such a great question. There's so much that you could bring.
Pieces of the Titanic or memories?
Well, I actually don't think that I would like to see pieces of Titanic. We're partnered with Robert Ballard, Dr. Ballard, who discovered the wreck in 1985, and it's one of his key philosophies is that the wreck is a gravesite and that it shouldn't be salvaged from, and I would believe in that personally as well. What I'd like to see is maybe more... it's so hard to think on the spot of what I'd like to see as part. There's so much. The personal stories of the people of Belfast that built her, the people who travelled on her. There's so many stories out there, and we've touched on some of the key players, but a massive extension into that. What happened after the survivors survived and they got back to New York? What happened to them? How did the rest of their lives go? You know, what happened in the end for, you know, to finish the whole cycle of the story? It would be fantastic.
Somebody's listening to this and they want to come over. Are you open 7 days a week? What are the hours like? And you're working 150, I know, but.
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week, 362 days a year. The only days that we're closed are Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. And Boxing Day is a British holiday just after Christmas. During the winter, 10 to 5. During the summer, from April until September, from 9 until 7 p.m.
All right, so how fascinating talking about the Titanic and that experience there, and that's a brand new deal for Ireland and for Belfast. It's the world's largest Titanic visitor experience, and I met people from all over the place, from England. I took a picture of a guy from Hungary who wanted me to take his picture outside, and I met another guy from Spain as well, even though plenty of Americans come, as you heard him say, 20% from America. Speaking of America, we have somebody listening to us, Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Top of the morning to you, Katie. And how are you, darling?
Is that your best Irish accent?
Actually, darling, it is. You know, I mean myself. I can't get the Irish broke quite as I like
it. So do you have Irish roots?
No, actually, I'm Limey and German, and on the other side, I'm German and Cherokee Indian.
Oh, I know. That's fascinating. That's great. You probably have. There might be some fake Irish in there, though.
Well, every Shamrock Day, we all do the Irish routine and drink a cold beer with a little green dye in it, maybe.
Exactly. You know, that's I think so.
One of the famous Irishmen was Tyrone, who defeated Lord Essex, who was sent by the Virgin Queen.
That's right, the Virgin Queen, and the Virgin Queen is Elizabeth.
Yes, and then he tried to actually take over her queenship and become king, and she had his head chopped off.
I remember that. I remember that story, yes. Very good, very
another,
nice, you added some history.
Another famous Irishman is Roland Tynan, the great tenor.
Oh, and Roland Tynan, I had a chance to meet him one time briefly in New York, and he is an awesome guy. I'm glad you brought him up. Yeah.
And that's about all the Irish that I know. I love the country, and I love the people, and I would love to be there with you. I know it's a fascinating trip for you, and I wish you nothing but the very best. I hope you have a wonderful time. By the way, do you happen to know who won the American football game with the Eagles of New York?
With the Eagles in New York, you know who won that game? The Eagles won it. And
did you
know
really?
Do you know what the final score was?
No, I don't.
19-17.
My God. Well, that's one for you, girl. You're on a roll.
That's right. Yeah, a roll.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Well, listen,
thanks for calling.
I know you got to go, so I'll say goodbye.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Bye.
Dan in Texas. All right, so Dan mentioning a couple of famous Irish folks, and, you know, there's a whole list. If you go through actors, of course, who's the first one that comes to mind? I saw his face when I got off the plane because they're having this gathering, and they have posters of people. Pierce Brosnan, and you know him from his James Bond days. He was the former Bond up until 2005. He was Bond. There are, I think, in the acting profession, maybe the most in acting, Colin Farrell, who I didn't realize he was Irish. I thought he was English, but he's not, and he's been in a slew of movies. I don't think I even have to go through his movies. He's currently pretty red poker hot. Remember, he was in the movie The King, and I guess that's why I assumed that he was in Bridget Jones, rather, and as I said, many, many, many other movies as well. And our next show, we're going to go through some of the Irish influences with literature and with music and whatnot, and some of the famous people from Ireland. To be sure, there are a long list of them. We mentioned a few today, talking about Dracula and Bram Stoker and, of course, C.S. Lewis, and there are many, many, many others. And that's why we're here. We're talking about being Irish or not being Irish or wanting to be Irish or coming and visiting this magical place. In 2013, they're calling it The Gathering, and it's those things that I keep mentioning, the music and the culture and the festivals, and there are a lot of them. The Irish are very good at coming up with reasons to celebrate, to be sure. I always say this, but I mean it. If you have anything on your mind and you want to vent, or you've got questions about anything that we're doing here on the show, or you want to share your best recipe for, pound cake, your mother's recipe for pound cake, do it. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Some final parting shots here. Too bad for the Americans, the Europeans. You got to tip your cap to them because they came back to win the Ryder Cup 14.5 to 13.5. Do you believe it? Rory McIlroy was sensational, as were the rest of his teammates, and they celebrated big time in Chicago. It was a shocker, I think, to all the people that were there watching, all the Americans that were watching, because with that comfortable lead on Sunday, they were not expecting to unravel and to lose to the Europeans the way they did. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call, Dano, and to all of you. Top of the morning.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.